Welcome. And today, Al Clifton joins us. He's an attorney from Bunga Beach, California. And Al is right now very, very concerned because the two men that really bought up much of the land at Bunga Beach when it was Blutherton, the Bunga brothers, they're two former circus clowns, they're now laying in the utilities, and there are a lot of holes in the streets as they're laying these utilities in these lines. And so a sign will say it's another Bunga hole. Some kids are coming along, they're spray painting the A off of the, you know, and it's bunghole. And it's, yes, I'm sorry, Margaret, it is, it's bunghole. No, you're not sorry. Well, yes, I am. Anyway, that and that's just the beginning of the problems they're having at Bunga Beach. Welcome, folks, the Phil Hendry Show here for Thursday. We got a lot of stuff going on today. I do. I got to go to the dentist. I got to go to my eye doctor. I got to, you know, because I had that surgery, so I got to go back and see good old Doc Sebring. And she found something else wrong. Oh, you're kidding. What? It's not bad. It's nothing. It's just, then I got to go to the dentist. So I don't like going to two doctor's appointments in the same day, especially when I'm driving all over hell's half acre.
Yeah, way to do it, Mr. Henry. Way to live far away from everything civilized.
Yeah, thank you very much. We're going to have on the program today Al Clifton. He's a friend of mine. He's an attorney who lives up the beach at a place called Bunga Beach, which is south of Santa Barbara. It is north of Montecito. Al, how are you? Thanks for coming on the program.
Hey, Phil, it's always a pleasure. Thank you, and thank you for having me on. I know it's a very short notice on this thing, but I heard you talking about Southern California Edison.
All right, now you have a different... We have Southern California Edison where I live, which is basically the electrical utility for a large... swaths of Southern California.
That is correct, yes.
And then there's others. There's, for instance, where you live. Do you live in an incorporated part of Santa Barbara?
No, it's an unincorporated area of Santa Barbara County. As I mentioned, it's a very small area and significantly culturally and demographically much different from Santa Barbara. Santa Barbara is more upscale, I suppose. I think you'd say it's it tends to skew a little bit older. And then you have south of us, goes Montecito, which is a very, very moneyed enclave. Bunga Beach is in between the two, and well, my wife Judy and I have probably one of the larger properties here. It is primarily a middle-class, working-class area.
All right, so today Southern California Edison shut off our power because they had to do that. They have to do infrastructural repair and installation and things like that. It's an inconvenience, but you know.
Well, did they warn you that they were going to do that?
They did, and I'm going to take them at their word that they did, and I just didn't pick up on it.
Okay, so that's different a little bit there, Phil. And as a lawyer, you know, I have to. Obviously, I'm involved in a lot of other things.
We should tell people what you're. You're a defense, basically a defense attorney?
I'm a criminal defense attorney, yes. I have been for the last 16 years here in Southern California, but originally flew from the Bay Area and moved out here when we had a little bit better opportunity. We sold our home up there. A couple of our kids moved on and got married, so we thought we'd come south when the properties became available here in this area of Bunga Beach.
Okay, so what you had happened to you was something different.
Well, with the electrical, the utility here is called Bunga Electrical. Bunga Electrical, it's in the Boise Shopping Center over here. They have the main one. It's a very small utility that only handles the Bunga Beach area. And it does things that, as a citizen, I'm not sure I like, but as an attorney, I also have chafed it a little bit. And my wife, Judy, as well, said, you know, that's not right. And what I heard, but you were inconvenienced by Southern California Edison that maybe think back on some of these issues.
All right, but have you had... See, I want it to be very clear. I'm not bitching about Southern California Edison. I don't think I got the notice that they were going to shut down the power.
Okay, but for us, it's a little bit different here, where we have this utility... where they are constantly, they've been doing, I think, for the last 5 years, trying to upgrade. You were mentioning installation and repair. This is an area of the beach where we live where they're taking the overhead lines and they're putting them underground. They've been doing this for the last 5 years. And as a result of that, you have an awful lot of workers who are out on the roads. They're waving traffic around. They're, you know.
Yeah, they're closing down lanes.
Closing down lanes. And then they erect the signs. Because what they're doing is they're digging, and as they dig, they're putting these lines underground. They mark this area that they've been digging in so they can go back in and continue their work. Well, they call this a bunga hole.
They call it a what? What do they call that?
They call it a bunga hole. And they'll put a sign up there saying, you know, yeah, it says, in fact, I wrote it down. They put up a sign that says, you bet it's another bunga hole. And then a lot of the kids come along and they spray out the letter A, so it'll say, "You bet it's another bunghole." I said to Bill and Austin Bunga, and those are names that they picked up when they both worked in a circus. Are you ready for this? If you can believe this, Phil, they were both circus clowns, and they used the names Bunga, Mr. Bunga the Clown, and so they are now known as Bill.
Hold on for a minute. Wait a minute. These guys were their name was Bunga the Clown?
Their name was the Bunga Clowns. And they worked, I think they worked at one time for Covington Circus, and some of these circuses, as you know, have practically non-existent, Phil.
I was going to say, I haven't heard about a circus in a long time.
But at one time, the craft, not only a circus, but the craft of being a clown was quite... enviable, and these two gentlemen, both of them brothers, the Bunga brothers. Well, their actual names, Keebler, Bill and Austin Keebler.
Now they're not related to the cookie company.
No, but not at all. But so a lot of people said, "Why don't you go back to your original name?" And they said, "Well, when we bought the power company with the money they made in the circus."
Wait a minute. You're saying these guys made enough money in a circus to buy a utility?
Apparently, yes. That. This was a specialty act. They were high-wire clowns who did a lot of high-wire acts. They did a lot of death-defying, diving into rivers of flaming oil, things like this, that they did in the circus. So they demanded a higher price. And I think they'd also gone on tour as the Bunga Boys Do It Again. I think. Did you remember that tour?
I remember something like that, yeah. Now, the Bunga Boys Do It Again? Oh, that was a big... tour by, they were called daredevils. They weren't clowns.
Well, they were. Did you go see it?
No, I didn't.
Well, they were dressed as clowns. They had the clown makeup on. But they would dive into rivers of flaming oil. They would light things on fire. They do ridiculous things like light things on fire and put them in their rectums. This is
Oh, you're kidding. Is this some kind of, this isn't an act for kids.
No, this was a decidedly adult act. I mean, they advertised themselves, the Bunga Brothers, Do It Again. And this was the tour.
And it was an adult clown act.
Yes.
And these guys made enough money to buy a utility company.
Well, yes, they did. They bought Blefferton. And when they bought Blefferton, they changed it to Bunga Utility. And eventually the name of the town was changed to Bunga Beach. It used to be a little town of Blefferton. But the Bunga brothers brought in this infrastructural improvements. They improved the streets. They made the streets safer. They got a contract with the county to bring the Santa Barbara County Sheriff in. They got disbanded the police force, which wasn't really doing the job anyway. It was, quite frankly, it was quite crooked.
And were you living there before it was the before the Bunga brothers moved in?
No, we were not. No, when I heard that the Bunga brothers had moved in and they changed the name of the town to Bunga Beach, I said to my wife Judy, I said, "Let's make the move now. Let's make the move while it's right." And but we've got to have to act quick. We've got to move, and we did it overnight. I saw that the Bunga brothers had moved into Bunga Beach. I said, "Okay, we got to make the move now." And I literally said, "Pack and let's go." And she was sort of slowed up. Said, "No, you got to go." So we packed. We made the move overnight. I put down some money on this beautiful home that was right there at the crack, which is the jetty that separates Montecito from Blefferton. What used to be Blefferton, but it's now Bunga Beach.
All right, we're talking here with Al Clifton, who is an attorney at law. It lives up in a town called Bunga Beach, which was named after two brothers that bought it, the Bunga brothers, who were two circus clowns. They were two circus clowns that made enough money in the circus to buy a town.
Well, they didn't buy a town. They just bought up large tracts of land and also brought in services.
Right, so they put in a sewer system, all that kind of stuff?
They brought in services, yeah, and they improved it. And by referendum, the town's name was changed to Bunga Beach.
All right, so now we have the situation. Phil was talking about Southern California Edison shutting down the power today, which you're not saying this was an inconvenience, you're not saying, Phil, that this was a unnecessary inconvenience that you weren't told about.
No, I'm not. I'm not saying. I'm saying I missed it. You know,
you missed the when Southern California Edison put up notices saying that they were.
Yeah, that they were going to be working. I missed it entirely. So I'm not complaining. I'm just saying that, you know, it kind of bugged me that that I did miss it. But you're talking about something completely different. Now, what was the name of the utility company before it became Bunga Utility?
It used to be Blefferton Utility. That was the name of the town. And it was owned, I think, by the town. But when the Bunga brothers came in and they took over Blefferton Utility, they changed it to Bunga Utility, or Bunga Electrical, I think. And they have their trucks were changed. Now, this is all well and good, and I know both guys, Bill and Austin Bunga, they're good men. they push a little bit. They push their luck a little bit because they're, as clowns, they are constantly looking for the very refined and high-level, rarefied air gag that they can engage in. You know, that which is the rare joke. So when they...
So these guys open up holes in the street and they call it a bunghole.
Well, what they do is they have, for the last, as I mentioned, for the last year and a half, they have been putting all of the overhead lines underground. So we're going to have underground electrical and utility and telephone and everything, fiber optic. And it's going to be wonderful because it'll be it's very unsightly having that hanging overhead.
Absolutely.
So once that happens, we'll be very happy. But as they're doing it, they're opening up holes. They're putting up signs that say, here's another bunga hole from the Bunga Brothers, and a big thumbs up. And a lot of people have noticed, and nobody has said anything until one of the local kids came around with some spray paint and spray painted out the A.
Yes, it says another bunghole from the Bunga Brothers.
That's right. And, well, I bet you think that's funny, don't you, Bud?
Yeah, it is. It is mildly and moderately funny in a very mild way.
In a very mild way. I think it's absolutely asinine. It's juvenile. Why do they have to? Why do people have to endure this vulgarity as they're going about their business?
Well, that was my point. I mean, I said to Bill and I said to the other brother, I said to both the brothers, I said, look, yeah, I can laugh as much as the next guy. I can have myself a good time when I'm talking about different kinds of things with guys, you know, and men will talk. And I said, but you got here's another bunghole from the Bunga Brothers, and you've got mothers and wives. Mothers, wives, sisters, girlfriends, they're driving along and they see this. This is uncalled for. And I got a little bit put out.
All right, now this is, I want to take a break here because this is where you got, the police activity was involved, right?
Unfortunately, yes, Phil, and I'm not proud of it, but yeah, they did call the police and I got exercised, no question about it.
Okay, we're talking here with Al Clifton, who's an attorney up at Bunga Beach in just south of Santa Barbara. Where they have the utility company is called Bunga Electrical. What is it called, Bud?
It's called Bunga Utility.
Well, I've heard two things now.
Yes,
I've heard Bunga Utility, Bunga Electrical. Well, I think what happens is it was called Bletherton Electrical, and some people colloquially still call it that. But nonetheless, it's called Bunga. Let's call it just Bunga Utility. Yeah, until he comes on, he says, well, hold on, Bud.
Yo, let me just, hey, Mr. Clifton?
Yes.
Is it called Bunga Utility or Bunga Electrical?
It's called Bunga, well, no, it's called Bunga Electrical.
Well, you said some people call it Bunga Utility.
They do, yeah.
So it's interchangeable. What does it say? When I get a bill from these guys, what does it say?
It says Bunga Electrical or Bunga Utility. They have two sets of letterhead that they use, so...
All right.
I mean, you know, it's not my...
All right. What? Nothing. We'll take a break. We'll be back. We're going to be back and talk with Al about confronting the Bunga... Phil, you know, I understand you think it's funny... No, wait. I understand you think it's funny, but there are those of us here who try to elevate the conversation, and when every time we talk on, every time I come into this studio, you guys are right down there playing in the sewer. You're right there in the runoff, and you're going, wee! And you're splashing all of the dirty... Margaret, well, that's what they're doing.
All right, Margaret, I don't mean to, but this is the man's story. We're going to talk with... And by the way, he confronted them, didn't he?
Yeah, whatever.
We're going to talk to Al about confronting the Bunga Brothers over, you know.
What a baby, Mr. Henry.
Oh, yeah, I'm the baby. He's, never mind.
Yeah, never mind.
We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show. Folks, it's General Galen Shaw. I don't ask you to do much. Well, on second thought, yes, I do. But do you pay attention to me? Of course you don't. Now, I'm a veteran of the United States Army, and I never pull my veteran status out and try to leverage that to get you to do anything, especially buy a subscription to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, but I'm going to do it now. Yes, being a true patriot, being a lover of this country, is to be a lover of homegrown American humor, and there's nothing, I will put it to you, there is nothing more American, more homegrown, more originally American than the world-famous Phil Henry Show and Phil Henry's brand of humor. Nowhere else in the world will you hear this kind of comedy. As a matter of fact, Phil has fans among comics in Europe, Asia, Australia, Antarctica, the North Pole,
and Mars.
Yes, as a matter of fact, and Mars. Of course, I'm kidding about the Mars thing. There's no life on Mars. But then again, there's hardly any life in North America.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, all right.
A backstage pass is less than $10 a month, less than $7 a month, averaged out over the course of a year. You could do worse, friend. You could do much worse.
Yes, get yourself a subscription to some real homegrown, all-American comedy. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The greatest value online, other than what they call the porn.
Welcome back, Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show from El Pacifico in Southern California. Don't forget to get a backstage pass to the Phil Hendry Show subscription.
Thanks, bud. And this is Phil Hendry, Margaret Gray, and General Galen Shaw. General?
Yeah, I wanted to say that, and I know we've got Al Clifton, the attorney.
Al Clifton, an attorney at law, who has been friends of ours for a long time. He's moved from San Francisco down to a place called Bunga Beach. Now, this beach was named after the Bunga brothers, two circus clowns, who I'm not disputing this, who bought a utility company.
Yes, they bought the utility company and made improvements.
Made improvements, and so they named the town after these guys, Bunga Beach.
That's the story, yeah. And I remember when they had the referendum.
Well, I do too, but so now what's happened is they have this utility company, and they're using their celebrity and their control over the town to put up signs that say it's another bunga hole.
Yeah, they're leveraging it, you know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know, bud.
Yeah, and see,
that's something you do, bud?
Well, I mean, God, man, if they tee it up, you got to go ahead and take the big swing.
What do you mean if they tee it up?
Well, they're the ones that went ahead and voted for the town to be called Bunga Beach.
This was a grateful populace of people, happy that the Bunga brothers had come in. And that's not even their real name. Their real name is what? It's
Keebler.
Yeah, like the elf.
Keebler like the elf, but that's not...
No, they're not related. All right.
So they changed... I guess they changed the name to the Bunga brothers because that was their name.
That was their name in the circus.
What's so funny?
That was their name in the circus. I'm telling you.
You know, Phil, we can laugh until we solve problems, or we can laugh until we urinate. What's it going to be, Phil Hendry?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I get it. Let's get Al back on the phone here, because he's going to tell us. Al, you confronted the... Now, let me ask you a question. When was the first time you saw these signs, another bunga hole?
Well, at this village, I was driving with my wife probably about a year ago, and they were doing this infrastructural refurbishment. As I mentioned, that we saw the sign. They said, here's another bunga hole brought to you from Bunga Utility. And I saw a couple of these. Now, 3 days later, my wife was out. She's going to the hairdresser or what have you, and she saw the sign and said, they spray painted up the A. And she said, here's another bunga hole courtesy of the Bunga brothers. And they also, when they put a smiley face on the sign, my wife told me about that. I said, okay, that's where I draw the line. So I called up. I talked to Al. I talked to the other one. I forget what his name is.
Are you friends with these guys?
Very good friends. But I've known these guys for a good 30 years.
And you don't know the other guy's name?
I do. It's Wordsworth, but they call him something else. But I was talking to both Al and Wordsworth, and both of these guys said, I said, well, do you understand what my wife saw? They said, what did she see? I said, well, she's driving down the road, and she sees, here's a bunghole. And I see them both snicker, and that's when and to my everlasting regret, Phil, I grabbed Wordsworth by the lapels, and I pushed him into a wall. I said, my wife, a woman that I honor and cherish.
I don't blame you.
A woman that I honor and cherish, which each breath and every day I get out of bed, I live to make her happy. And as she's driving down the road today, and I'm 5 miles away, I'm in my office, and she's driving down the road today, and it says, here's another bunghole, courtesy of Bunga Electrical. And in her anger, she said she might have imagined seeing it saying something like, hi, Judy, here's another bunghole.
Hold on. What?
That's what she claimed she saw, but later on she said she was so angry she thinks she imagined it. So I let it go. In my anger, when I was talking to both brothers, I said, listen, my wife saw her name on that sign. It says, hey, Judy, here's your bunghole, or something like that. They said, and they looked at me like I'd gone completely out of my mind. I said, well, maybe. But I said, I'm going to tell you something. That is the most irresponsible, and in a town where we have, there's quite a few young people in this town, Phil. When I say young people, like teenagers, adolescent age, young people who are going to drive down the road on their way to school or wherever they're going, and here's another bunghole. Now, you can see them doubled over with laughter. I saw a carload of some kids on their way to high school. They had parked. They all four had gotten out, and they were leaning over the car laughing and pointing. And I pulled over, and I said, you think that's funny, huh? And they all four of them, bang, flipped. They tossed me the bone and kept on laughing, and I just kept on going.
You saw these four teenage boys?
No, they were four teenage girls. And they were looking at this sign that said, here's your bunghole, And I said, I pulled over and I said, what are you laughing at, you kids? I see all four of these girls, bang, hit me with the bird. They hit me with the big finger. And these are nicely manicured, slender hands with little pink, you know, fingernail polish. And they're just boing, hitting me with a bird. And I said, God. And I just said, you know, I can't win for losing. So I rolled the window up, but I kept on going. But that's when I decided I'd confront these guys. And I said, I got Bill Bunga and his brother Wordsworth. And I said, do you understand what you guys, this is my wife, the woman. And when she sees a sign that says, hey, Judy, here's your bunghole. And that's when they said, what are you talking about? We never would ever put a sign up like that.
Well, what, did somebody write it on there?
I think that she said later on in her anger, she imagined saying, hey, Judy, how's your bunghole? Something like that. So,
In her anger.
Yeah, in her anger. She thought it was personalized toward her.
All right, we're talking here to Al Clifton, an attorney who lives at Bunga Beach south of Santa Barbara, where the utility company, Bunga Utility, is doing upgrades on their, you know, fiber optics, and there is a number of construction sites around town, and they're putting up signs that say, where the hole has been dug, here's another Bunga hole. And I guess some of the kids have come along and spray painted out the A, and here's a bunghole.
Right, and so I said to these guys, what's the point of the signs? Why don't you guys just take the signs down and just, you can put up a sign that said, courtesy of Bunga Electrical, courtesy of Bunga Utility. Why do you have to go with the Bunga hole? And that's what Bill Bunga said to me, both Bungas said to me, why not? And both Bungas said to me, because we're clowns. We make people laugh. We want people to have fun. We want people to know that while we are improving the utilities and improving the infrastructure of the town, that the Bunga brothers are still on it, making you laugh, honking horns, walking around in big shoes, and putting their thumbs in their ears and going, bleep, 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 and what's your problem, Al? I said, I got no problem, but when my wife drives along and she sees, hey, Judy, looks like we're in your bunghole, you know.
Wait a second. No, wait, this story is changing. What does the sign say?
No, the sign says, hey, Judy, here's a bunghole, something like that.
Yeah, but you said that she said.
Yeah, yeah.
She said that she saw her name.
She saw her name, said, hey, Judy. Now,
But also that it could be her imagination.
Yeah, right. She said that she was so angry, it could very well be her imagination. Well, I said to her, too late now, because I slapped around Wordsworth and Bill Bunga pretty good. I slapped both of them around their office for about a half an hour. I sat one down. When one of the secretaries tried to come in with some coffee and with messages, I shut the door and I said, no, you cool your jets. I'm in here. And so for about 30 minutes, I held these guys in their office, slapping them around, getting a straight scoop, lifting them by the lapels of their jackets, throwing them back out in the chairs.
So you terrorize these guys?
I wouldn't say that, Phil.
What do you do? What business is it of yours anyway, man? Why don't you just call a meeting?
Business of mine? I'm telling you. But
she said she might have imagined it.
I understand.
Well, all right, so now what's the upshot of this? Because these two guys are suing you.
They're suing me. I'm an attorney. You know what I will do? I think it's a nuisance suit. I'm going to sue it. I'm going to countersue. I'm going to countersue them for $500,000 for putting through the town through this disgusting display of here's your bunghole, and they've got a drawing of a tongue going. Can you imagine that?
Wait a second, Al. Do they have that or not, or is this your wife imagining it?
She said she saw, hey, Judy, here's your bunghole. In other words, there was a wagging tongue.
Now, okay, I'm starting to disbelieve the story.
No, she said she might have imagined it. But the point that I'm making here is I slapped these guys around good. They sued me. I'm countersuing for $500,000. Now, I get a third. If I win, I'll get a full third of that. Okay?
Yeah, but you're countersuing. You're your own client.
I'm my own client. What do you owe? You mean that...
Yeah, if you get the 500 grand, you get all of it.
Yeah, but I got to pay some of that. Well, I have to pay some of that as an attorney. So I'll take a third of that and pay my business, and I'll take the rest of it. Yeah.
So you're countersuing for what?
I'm countersuing because they put up, here's your bunghole.
And they're suing you for physical assault.
They're suing me because they said that I held them hostage, false imprisonment, all kinds of stuff they wouldn't be able to prove.
Yeah, but they've got secretaries that saw it.
That, yes, they do have that. Yeah, that's the part that I'm worried about. That's the only part. They have secretaries that actually saw me slapping them around and then shutting the door and, you know, and putting a chair against it. So...
Well, that sounds to me like you're in some very serious trouble, Al.
Say that again?
It sounds like you're in some serious trouble.
Now, Al Clifton, no, I'm not in any serious trouble, believe me. Phil, this is a great community, and everyone appreciates what the Bunga Brothers did. But you don't get to come into a town and say, hey, hey, it's Bunga Beach, and here's your Bunga Hole. Because I find that to be off-putting. I find it to be juvenile. It's offensive, crude, lewd, and rude. And, I'm making this place my home. We purchased property. We've made this a part of our lives now since the kids left the house. We've left the Bay Area. We're here in Southern California. And I'd like my wife to be able to go to the store, go to the hairdresser, and drive anywhere and not see a sign that says, hi, Judy, bunghole? Question mark. So this is a...
You're changing this with every telling.
No, I'm just saying this is what she imagines it says.
Well, all right, what does it say? I want to get that. What does it actually say?
It says it's another bunghole. It's supposed to say another bunga hole from Bunga Utility. But some kids come along and spray paint out the A, and they'll say, it's another bunghole from Bunga Utility.
And your wife sees...
And Judy sees, hey, Judy, here's your bunga hole. In other words, there's a wagging tongue.
I like the sound effect you do. Is that what you imagine it to be?
She said it's a wagging tongue. That's what it's...
All right, Al.
Phil, you, I love you, but this is a legal matter, and I think that you're welcome to come to the courtroom and watch as we litigate this thing, but the Bunga Brothers have stepped over the line, okay? And the Bunga Brothers have stepped over a line, and they're now wandering out into Al Clifton country. And I tell you...
You slapped these guys around. You're lucky they didn't have you arrested.
Phil, I can tell you that when I get done telling a courtroom that these guys put up signs that said, here's your bunghole, you're... See, even you think it's funny.
They didn't put those signs up. They were changed. The name of the town is Bunga Beach. It's named after them, their clown act.
Well, that's the whole thing. They changed their name to the Bunga Brothers. Like, you didn't know that somewhere down the road someone's going to go, Bung! You know, Bung Brothers, Bunghole Brothers. It stands to reason that that's what they were shooting for.
All right, Al, always great to talk to you, man, and the very, very best to Judy, your lovely wife, and join us again sometime.
I'd be very happy to, Phil. Thank you.
See you later, Al.
See you, Mr. Clifton.
Goodbye, Al.
Thank you all.
There's Al Clifton. Here's your bunga hole, Judy. I don't buy it for a second.
I don't either, and I think that Judy herself worked as a circus clown. Did you know that?
No.
Well, what's so funny about that?
Yeah. I don't know. Just Judy herself used to... how many circus clowns are out there?
Well, Phil, at one time, it was a very prestigious job.
No, I understand that, but...
So she and... I think it's very possible that the Bunga Brothers...
Yeah, I mean, the Bunga Brothers knew her.
Well, if that's the case, then this is totally explainable.
Yeah, well, they're trying to break her chops, but it's a public display of obscenity. But by the same token, Al shouldn't have slapped them around in their offices, you know, putting a chair against the door and just slapping them.
Yeah, and they slapped it.
Right, they slapped it. Judy's a... Did you know that Judy used to be a clown?
Well, it's true, Phil. Don't wear it out.
World famous Phil Henry Show.
What?
Well, your voice, you went world famous.
No, I didn't.
The world famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for CFRA Incorporated. All rights reserved. The podcast one. I'm Clifton Bunga.